And then at 7:45 this morning, we talk about Netanyahu's visit to the Netherlands. But for now, I want to talk a little bit about the Maqam Ibrahim. We know that our theme this year for the Hajj broadcast is symbols of Islam or symbols of Hajj. The Quran makes reference to Sha'airullah, the distinguishing features of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. وَمَنْ يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. That whoever shows respect and whoever shows grandeur to the symbols of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, to the signs of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, venerates them, then indeed that is a sign of the taqwa of the heart. Now, one such symbol is the Maqam Ibrahim. We know that the Maqam Ibrahim refers to the stone on which Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam stood whilst he was building the Kaaba. Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam passed stones to Ibrahim alayhi salam, and Ibrahim alayhi salam used to continue laying them in place. And the Maqam Ibrahim miraculously used to rise higher and higher. It became like a lift, lifting him up and down. You know, when you see those visuals coming out of Mecca on Sunday, you'll see there's like a mini lift here, and they're standing on it, and they're going up and down as they put in the new khilaf and they do the stitching. Think of the Maqam Ibrahim at that particular time. And as a result, the footprints of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam remained on the Maqam Ibrahim. It is mentioned by Sa'id bin Jubair that this stone is the station of Ibrahim, Maqam Ibrahim. Allah made it soft and made it a mercy. Ibrahim alayhi salam would stand on it, and Ismail alayhi salam would hand the stones up to him. And whilst he was going up and down, he would make this dua, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. And he was taking stones from five different mountains, from Hira, from Thubayr, from Lebanon, from Jabal al-Khair, from Tur, different mountains. And when he finished, we know that he proclaimed the Hajj. But the Maqam Ibrahim remained. And it was on the suggestion of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu an, when he one day put this proposal to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that why don't we perform salah behind the Maqam Ibrahim? And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then revealed the verse of Surah Baqarah, that وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُصَلَّى, that take the Maqam of Ibrahim as a place of salah. Initially, the Maqam Ibrahim was attached to the Kaaba. But during his Khilafah, Amir al-Mu'mineen Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu an, he saw that, you know, if we leave it attached to the Kaaba and people would want to go there, it would become too crowded for the tawaf. So he had it moved. And it was by the consensus of the Sahaba that it was moved, and it remained moved. It is mentioned that when the Quraysh rebuilt the Kaaba, as well as when Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu an rebuilt the Kaaba, they made sure that they placed the Maqam Ibrahim properly. There was a Sahabi who was present when the Quraysh rebuilt the Kaaba, as well as when Abdullah bin Zubayr rebuilt it, and he says that the blessed footprints of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam very closely match the footprints of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And there is a narration in Bukhari where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, from all the children of Ibrahim, it is I who resemble him the most. So, another miraculous thing about the Hajar al-Aswad and the Maqam Ibrahim, which are stones in reality, is that the Arabs used to worship different idols, different stones. But Allah made it such, they never worshipped the Maqam Ibrahim, and they never worshipped the Hajar al-Aswad. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protected these stones from becoming, the ma'bud, of becoming that which these polytheists and these mushrikeen used to worship. It is preferable that you perform your two rakats after tarawih tawaf, behind the Maqam Ibrahim. Some days it's not possible because of the big crowds, then you can perform it read those two rakats of salah anyway. But these are certain things that we just need to know. These are the different symbols. The Maqam Ibrahim is considered also to be from Sha'airullah, the symbols and the signs of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. When you look at it, think of that. You know, think of how Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam must have been going up and down on that particular stone. What a magnificent atmosphere it must have been, chanting all the while, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. What a sign of humility, and what an emphasis on acceptance. So you will be seeing those visuals on Sunday, coming up and down, and it will remind you that in the end, it's all about the will of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and submission to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Okay, now there is one announcement that we're making to our listeners. So listen to this. Her first love, her forever hero, her first advisor and guide, Abbi, Abba, Abati, Daddy, Papa. The father-daughter bond is precious and unique. And it's a bond that Radio Islam seeks to honor during our Hajj 2016 broadcast. So if you are a father whose daughter is on Hajj this year, send us a WhatsApp with the following. Your number and your daughter's number. And tell us what advice you would like to give your daughter. And what will happen is that Radio Islam will try and link you tomorrow afternoon as we go into the next phase of our Hajj broadcast, link, you know, leading into the actual days of Hajj. We will try and link father and daughter on air. Many times is the focus on the mother-daughter or the mother-son relationship, but there isn't enough focus on the father-daughter relationship. So send us a WhatsApp on 072-786-1548. If you're a father out there whose daughter is gone on Hajj, and you would like to link up with your daughter, send us your details and her details, and tell us in a few words what advice you would give your daughter on the eve of Hajj, in not more than 50 words. So that WhatsApp number, 072-786-1548. Time now for a quick break. When we come back, it's episode 4 of the Hajj documentary.